Hi, I'm Max Beck. I'm 12 years old. Today is November 28th, and I'm speaking with Carol and Chuck Bullrash, who are my grandparents. We're recording this in Evanston, Illinois. Would you two care to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Chuck Bullrash.
Hi, I'm Carol Bullrash.
So, how and when did you guys meet each other?
We met in 1966 in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, where we were going to college.
Okay. Did you know you were meant for each other right away?
Well, I don't think so, but we did like each other right away.
Okay. All right. I understand. You know, like, that's how it goes sometimes. How did you both feel when you were getting married?
Happy. Great. Excited.
Mm-hmm. No worries?
No worries.
No worries.
We were ready to spend the rest of our lives together.
Mm-hmm. You seem pretty happy now. Okay. So what was it like finding out you were going to be parents?
It was exciting.
Oh.
I always wanted to have a little boy, and I was hoping that I would have one.
Did you ever think what would happen if you had a little girl?
Nope. Okay. That we were going to have a little boy.
And you did.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it, but
we
okay.
Them.
It's true. So, how about being grandparents with this little boy?
Well, that is extra super special.
Okay, yeah, I know.
And being a grandparent is wonderful. It's better than being a parent.
Grandpa?
Yeah, I love being a grandparent, and I love it when I get to see my grandchildren.
Okay. Let's see next. So, who are the most important people in your life, besides family?
Probably teachers, but I can't point to one.
Okay.
That was.
Yeah. I have a lot of important teachers in my life, too, Grandpa.
Well, my high school football coach was very influential in my life, and also my little league football coach was very influential in my life.
Okay. Can you tell me any funny memories of yourselves when you were kids?
Well, my memory isn't funny, but I think it hasn't happened to many kids, but I fell out of a car, and my parents kept on going because they didn't realize I had fallen out.
Oh, God.
Until they got to the stop sign and realized the door was open.
And they were down a person.
Hmm?
Door was open and they were down a person.
Right. So it wasn't a busy street.
Oh, that's good.
And they were going very slowly. But I still fell out.
Grandpa?
Well, when I was in high school, my dad bought me an old car, and I used to call it Old Betsy. My friends thought that was pretty funny, that I was calling my car Old Betsy.
Why'd you decide it Betsy?
I don't know. Just seemed to fit.
All right. Anything else you guys want to tell me?
Other than we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
I love you guys,
to be here with you this weekend.
I'm happy you're here, too. All right.